This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Our hour of stories begins today with the airwaves. The commercial German Wings jetliner crash in the French Alps appears to have been a deliberate act by the co-pilot. And a deliberate new bombing campaign in Yemen by Saudi Arabia has caused turmoil in world oil markets. We begin with the German Wings crash. We're learning that the final moments of the flight of the German Wings jetliner, German Wings is a division of the German airline giant Lufthansa, that crashed in the French Alps on Tuesday, seems to have been a terrifying life and death battle between members of the flight crew.
The co-pilot was on his own in the cockpit. While alone, the co-pilot manipulated the flight monitoring system keys so that to accelerate the descent of the plane. We could hear a number of appeals and calls from the pilot to access the cockpit. We heard a breathing noise, and we carried on hearing that kind of breathing until the final crash, which means that the co-pilot was still alive until the time of the impact.
That's Marseille prosecutor Brice Robin citing evidence from the cockpit voice recorder revealing that the co-pilot, 28-year-old Andreas Lubitz, deliberately locked the captain out of the cockpit and drove the plane into its fatal descent. There are questions about why a locked cockpit couldn't be opened by a pilot and what the motive might have been for deliberately crashing the plane. Joining me now is Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler and a contributor to PopularMechanics.com. Welcome back, Barbara.
Good to be here.
This is a pretty terrifying story. There are questions about, first of all, the demeanor of the co-pilot, and then why you can lock a door and not have the pilot get back into it. Can you address both of those?
Well, yes. I mean, it's obviously a total shock, this revelation that came out. I think no one expected this, and so it's fair to say everybody is still reacting to it. But what we do know is that unlike the policy here in the United States, it does not appear that all airlines in Europe and elsewhere in the world have a policy that there must always be two people in the cockpit who are approved to be in the cockpit. So just for a little bit of background, what happened was after 9/11, the emphasis was on securing the cockpit door because, of course, that's how the hijackers were able to carry out their deadly deed. And they made them very secure. And of course, now we're asking, maybe they were too secure, because once someone in there is intent on keeping someone out, and of course that was meant to keep out a bad guy, it could also keep out someone who ought to be in there. There are various checks and balances there to override it, but it seemed like they did not work in this case.
And the voice recorder, how clear is the vocal sounds? I mean, are we hearing the ambient sound within the plane itself? Is it just in the cockpit? Would they be hearing the pilot sound muffled through the door, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it can pick up sounds outside the door, depending on how loud it is. And yes, I do think the quality is actually quite high. Now, what we don't know yet is how many of the streams, of the audio streams, they've been able to capture. It can capture more than one. So we're not sure yet if they've really done the kind of analysis that I'm told by the investigators I've talked to takes weeks. So this came out very rapidly.
Let's talk a little bit about what the data recorder would say. It sounds like that's going to confirm that someone deliberately did something to cause this descent, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The data recorder is very important because really when you want to analyze what happened, you take both the voice recorder and the data recorder, which has hundreds of different parameters in there, which can tell you really what was going on in the entire plane, you know, from the tail to the cockpit. And one of the things it may tell us that we don't know, because this is a fairly older model of this particular aircraft, is whether or not it can tell us about the locking mechanism and how that came about, whether or not it was intentional or not. That may shed some light on it, but we really don't know until they've had a chance to find it, and they haven't found it yet.
Barbara Peterson is senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler and a contributor to PopularMechanics.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.